Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Okay, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Faraz, Zach here to answer your Week 15 Start Sit questions. If you made it here, you're asking Start Sit questions, that probably means that you're in the playoffs, and I don't want any, toilet bowl questions, okay? If you're in a consolation bracket, okay, please don't waste my time. All right.
Hey, I'd rather get a toilet bowl question than a consolation bracket, because in a toilet bowl, you're playing for something. You're playing to avoid that punishment. So a consolation bracket, yeah, there's no reason. And especially if you're in a consolation bracket and you're picking up players off the waiver, like, what are you doing?
Honestly, you know, if you're here listening and watching and you're in the toilet bowl, you're in the consolation bracket, good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you didn't. You're glad you didn't give up here. Big news, man. Big news. And that's Mike White.
Yeah.
No Mike White this weekend. The doctors wouldn't clear him for this game. Zach Wilson was just promoted to the number 2 spot this weekend. He's going to get the start in Mike White's place. This is not ideal. This is not ideal at all. I'm moving Garrett Wilson down. I had him at wide receiver 10 this week. And I'm not going to go completely off of him. Like, I'm only moving him down to wide receiver 16. Okay, right. So that's still a solid wide receiver 2. There were 2 games with Zach Wilson before the Jets week 10 bye where Wilson did his thing, 6 for 115. I think that was good for the wide receiver 11 finish, and then 8 for 92, which was good for the wide receiver 15 or 16 finish. So still solid wide receiver 2 numbers there. And those weren't cake matchups, against New England and Buffalo. This is a good matchup against the Lions. Jeff Okuda is good, but he isn't a shutdown corner, right? I understand, we want to think of this as a huge, drastic situation, and it is, because the Jets offense definitely takes a hit here for sure. But it's not like, he's going, Garrett Wilson's going straight to the bench for me or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I wonder if this is going to light a fire maybe under Zach Wilson a little bit. I'm not sure. That time off, it might, maybe do a little cause a little bit of change.
I hope so, because as a Jets fan, this is a big game.
Yeah. No, it is. And I wonder, with Zach Wilson, will they be able to keep up with the Lions offense? I think their defense will help them to do that, but you have to, think, you just have these terrible memories of that game against the Patriots where they put up how many yards in the second half? Was it 7? something like that. It was a really bad number. Yeah, it was just horrific. So you have that.
This was the last Zach Wilson start the week after the bye. This is the second time they played New England in New England.
Yeah, so that leaves a sour taste, and now he's coming back, and he's going to be starting this week. I think he's going to be all right, but that isn't the same offense like we said with Mike White at quarterback. He did a lot better of a job getting the ball to his playmakers than Zach Wilson had been doing. But yeah, I wouldn't move off of Garrett Wilson completely. I saw one of the first comments when we got in here, and it looks like it was just sent again. Jazz Pope wants to know, was Zach Wilson starting? Do you start Garrett Wilson or should you start Christian Watson instead? I think I'd start Christian Watson here because I don't know what to expect from Garrett Wilson anymore.
It's funny because I had Christian Watson as my wide receiver 11, right behind Garrett Wilson. So now Christian Watson moves into the top 10 with this news.
Yeah, so I think now, in this case, I would start Christian Watson. But yeah, I think Garrett Wilson now becomes benchable in some cases.
In some cases, because you might have been starting him over some studs. So yeah, Garrett Wilson does become benchable at this point. If you were starting him over some of your studs, because he became a stud over the last couple of weeks. Now, despite how much I loved Elijah Moore as like this desperate upside start this week, I'm moving him down to my wide receiver 37 on the week. He still has the best matchup of any slot wide receiver this week. Remember, he moved to the slot pretty much full time now. He's a full time player now. Corey Davis is likely to be out, so he's still startable. Okay. Yeah. We don't have a big. We don't have a great history between Zach Wilson and Elijah Moore this year, but now that he's a full-time player, now that he's in the slot rather than the outside in an amazing matchup, I'm still okay starting Elijah Moore, but not as excited, not anywhere nearly as excited as I was coming into this week because I'm a big Elijah Moore fan, but Mike White was giving me some hope that Elijah Moore could have had a huge week this week.
Yeah, and the whole offense in general, like I wonder what the shift is going to be, maybe in the over-under for the game. And obviously, you don't want to say one player makes it a monumental shift, but it's a really different offense with Zach Wilson at the helm. So I think it's interesting to see how that's going to play out because this could have been a game where, and I expect the Jets, to hold their own on defense. It's not the lines are going to go up by 30, but this was a game that I figured would be pretty close and competitive, with the way that these offenses work and the defenses, are also... I mean, obviously the Jets defense is very good and Lions defense has been playing better as of late. It looked like the Jets had the advantage maybe on both sides, but now I'd say that the Lions have the advantage in terms of their defense over the Jets offense at this point. I mean, unless Zach Wilson comes out and looks, like we said, drastically different.
I'm not really moving Zonovan Knight down too much. They might lean on him even more if this game is close. The offense might take a hit in terms of scoring opportunities, but there's a potential for more volume for Knight. So not really moving him down a whole lot. Like the offense takes a hit, but more volume. So kind of net similar for me.
Yeah.
He's still my RB15, RB16-ish. I haven't decided just yet on the week because he's shown that he's a good running back. And I think the Jets are going to lean on him more this week.
Yeah. And that would make sense, especially with the quarterback situation the way that it is. And even with Mike White, being Mike White, he plays pretty well. And at this point, better than Zach Wilson. It still makes sense to involve him because Mike White is still a guy that doesn't have a whole lot of experience under center. And he's going to be dumping it off a lot. Like we saw, the thing about Mike White is he doesn't try to do too much. And we see Zach Wilson do that sometimes. And when you don't try to do too much, that's what unlocks the receiving ability of the running backs. And that's why I think Zonovan Knight, he's been making some money that way. Yeah. I'm interested to see if that continues, if he's able to continue to get those targets with Zach Wilson at quarterback. That's something I'm going to be keeping an eye on this week.
I agree. That's definitely a concern for me. And that's part of the reason why I might, move him down a spot or two because of the fact that, I think he was 5 of 5, 3 of 3 and 2 for 2 in terms of he caught all of his targets over the last 3 weeks from Mike White. We'll see, if Zach Wilson, hopefully the coaching staff tells him, they're like, hey, listen, you have a couple of good receivers, at the running back position, dump it off if you don't have anything, right? And that's the move. Hopefully Zach can do something there. So, we'll see. It does suck, this news overall, just as a Jets fan, but also the fantasy impact of this news. It's crazy. It's crazy that, the Jets were such a fantasy-friendly offense, especially in this game against the Lions. And now, the hopes aren't as high.
It gets turned upside down the first week of playoffs, too. Like, talk about inconvenient. If you picked up Mike White and you've been starting him the past few weeks, or anybody really, Garrett Wilson, he's been playing pretty well. Like, this is a pretty big change for the first round, you know. It could decide some matchups.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. So let's talk about last night's game quickly before we answer some questions here. dude, it's funny, man. Like, Christian McCaffrey, like, you know, we were talking about this game. And, yeah. You know, Christian McCaffrey was literally, if you saw last night's game, Christian McCaffrey was the entire 49ers offense. Like, he was.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we expected, right? Especially with Debo Samuel out. But McCaffrey had 26 carries, had 8 targets. If I'm not mistaken, he had all 6 of his catches or maybe 5 of them in the first half. So he had like 7
he
or
had
8
5,
targets.
I think, in the first half. Yeah.
5 in the first half. So, like, yeah, he was killing it. So 34 total opportunities for Christian McCaffrey. Jordan Mason didn't see a snap until the second half, when this game was potentially a little bit, you know, when they had a couple of touchdown lead, you know, over the Seahawks. Tyler Lockett, unfortunately, you know, it looks like he had a decent game in this one. But unfortunately, it looks like he has a broken finger and he could be out potentially the rest of the season. And that would suck. Hopefully it's not too bad. You know, maybe he could be out just a week. But if he needs to have surgery on that finger, then it's possible that he's out for at least a couple weeks, and that would suck a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's been killing it for your fantasy teams. Does DK Metcalf get a little bit of a boost? Probably. He'll probably get a higher target share, you know, moving forward. Maybe Marquise Goodwin can step up a little bit. But you know, it kind of downgrades Geno, and obviously downgrades your fantasy team if you don't have Lockett moving forward.
Yeah, I figure in this situation, if Tyler Lockett would have missed time, that DK Metcalf wouldn't be the beneficiary more than Marquise Goodwin. I think Marquise Goodwin would be the beneficiary because DK Metcalf, he's been locked in for a workload with Tyler Lockett on the field. And like we said, they've been ranked right next to each other the past, like, I think 3 or 4 weeks for us now because they get such a similar workload. I don't think much is going to change. DK Metcalf is not going to be drawing more top coverage, and he could beat anybody. Like, don't get me wrong, but I think Marquise Goodwin stands to benefit the most because he's going to have an increase in target share. Definitely. Like, DK Metcalf, he might have a similar target share. I think the number of targets is going to stay the same. Geno Smith has come back down to earth a little bit. It was a tough matchup last night. They did all right. But I think that Marquise Goodwin's the primary beneficiary there. And then with Christian McCaffrey, like you said, we said that he might have a crazy workload, and he did. And the funny thing is, you know, look at the way they were using him early in the game when it was a competitive game. If it wasn't for the defense just smothering Seattle, and this might be a problem the rest of the way for Christian McCaffrey, if they're just going to go up in these games and stay up, they're not going to have to pound him that much. But look at the usage in the first half. He had, I think he had 20-some points at halftime. Like, this could have been a much bigger day if the game was competitive. So
yeah,
no reason not to have him. There's no reason not to have him ranked as RB1 the rest of the way.
Yeah, and then, you know, Jordan Mason started to come in. He had that big run. So, you know, he definitely could have had a bigger game. You know, George Kittle, you know, took advantage of the great matchup against Seattle. Actually came through. You know, it's a good sign that Purdy was looking for him. And it was a great sign seeing Kittle do some stuff after the catch, something we haven't seen probably since, like, last year.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, if you watch the 2 touchdowns that he got, he was, like, wide open on both of them. The one was schemed up that way, and the other one was just a busted coverage. But on that second touchdown, the long one, he made Quandre Diggs miss, and then one of the linebackers, I forget the name, but he looked good doing it. You know, that's what I'm saying. So it looks like Brock Purdy's looking his way. The struggle continued. You know, Brent Ayuk, he's riding the struggle bus because he's not getting looks from Brock Purdy, which is kind of concerning, especially with Debo out. I wouldn't really have him ranked very much higher than we had him this week the rest of the way. But George Kittle, do you think this kind of vaults him in the top 3? I mean, with the way the tight end landscape is?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, you got to chalk it up to the matchup as well. This is one of the best matchups for tight ends, you know. So, you know, I kind of chalk it up to that as well. Brandon Ayuk also had a very tough matchup on the outside. We talked about that coming into the game, and that's what happened. You know, we did bet the under on his yardage that came through. 6 for 6, by the way,
yeah,
on last
say,
night's
well.
Underdog. 6 for 6. If you played our picks yesterday on Underdog, you probably won some money. I got a ton of DMs last night and into this morning, continuing to get DMs this morning, you know, with, like, with just people sending me screenshots of their entries. So that's awesome. Glad you guys were able to cash in on that. Kenneth Walker, you know, looked fine. Like, you know, this was a tough matchup, but he looked decent. And, you know, if you started him, like, 11 PPR fantasy points, sure, fine against the 49ers. If you didn't start him, fine because, like, you know, it's not like you lost a huge ceiling day. So either way, you're probably okay, regardless of the decision that you made.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.